Wow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hey.
Carly's coming at us with another straight up missing persons case.
This one really hurts my heart. We're talking about Lucian Mungia. He's 4. He has the same name as my youngest son. It ain't good. Lucian Mungia was 4 years old when he was last seen on September 10th, 2022. He was at Sarge Hubbard Park in Yakima, Washington, with his family when he walked off from the play area around 7:15 p.m. Lucian and his 6-year-old brother were playing as usual when their father, Juan, went to change their 2-year-old sister's diaper. Lucian's mother, Sandra, I believe was also there, but I'm not really sure exactly where she was or if she arrived a little bit later. But Juan had parked the car right in front of the play area where the two boys were, just a few feet away from where they were playing, still within eyesight, like very, very close. He changes the daughter's diaper. Less than a minute later, his father looks up to see where Lucian and his brother are, and Lucian is gone. Lucian was last seen walking southeast from the Sarge Hubbard Park parking lot. So the family spent the next 15 minutes searching around that area of the park, but there was no sign of Lucian anywhere. Then they called 911. The authorities came to the park to also search. Nearly 24 Yakima Police Department officers joined alongside the Yakima County Sheriff's deputies, the YCSO search and rescue team, emergency management, and state patrol troopers. The search would keep going. Investigators also would use drones to aid in the search. 2 hours after the search began, Chief Murray, I believe of the Yakima County Sheriff's Department, said investigators had bloodhounds on the way, and he asked other people from the public to stay away from the park and that area that they were searching to try to avoid like muddling any scent trails that might lead rescuers to Lucian. The dogs come, they're searching the area along with the drones. People are diving eventually in the areas and the water around that area. All of these efforts produced no sign of Lucian anywhere. So while there was still no sign of Lucian, authorities issued a statewide alert on Sunday, the next day, September 11th. Lucian's disappearance did not meet the requirements for an Amber Alert due to there being
no car,
no actual sense of an abduction or anyone, but mm-hmm. A statewide alert is similar. So at least we're getting the information out there that way. Searches continued to no avail. And then eventually Lucian's family members took over coordinating the search efforts. Like investigators are still looking, but it's the family that are really the driving force behind all of the search efforts.
Which happens so often, all the time.
And this happened very quickly. He's only been missing since September 10th. And like this happened not long into the search. Like already the family's having to take over everything and it's not okay. So the family members are making do with picnic tables, pop-up canopies in the park, like printed maps and laptops plugged into a portable generator. Like a lot of these resources were donated by community members. Like people have come out in droves to help the search effort, which is great. The family has also been setting up like an area for donations for food and drinks to provide to the volunteers that are joining the search. There's a station to come up and pick up like missing child flyers, Lucian's name and photo on them. There has been a GoFundMe set up for the family. The money will go toward resources to help find Lucian, including hiring canine units and additional dive teams because they are no longer being utilized by police department. Another part that they're listing in the GoFundMe is some of the funds are going to try to be provided to the family so they can stay really close to the area where Lucian went missing and stay in a hotel versus like going back home and going back to work and not mm-hmm. being able to continue the search themselves. Any money left over at the end of the search, whenever that may be, will be donated to help add additional safety measures to local parks. There is also a Facebook group run by his family that gives updates and information. It's called Bring Lucian Home. I encourage everyone to join. Today, the day of this recording, October 5th, 2022, is Lucian's 5th birthday. His family was marking the event by going to Sarge Hubbard Park where he went missing. They invited all the community members to stop by, wish him a happy birthday, participate in the ongoing search. They released balloons in his name and they also held a candlelight vigil for Lucian. Lucian, who is autistic on the autism spectrum and he speaks with a somewhat broken English. Some sources state he is nonverbal. His mother states that this is not necessarily accurate. He has a fascination with sea life. His family says he loves his pet betta fish that he received from his aunt on his last birthday. He and his brother loved to go to that park, and they loved to especially run up the hill and roll down it again. That was like their favorite thing to do. Lucian's family is obviously very devastated, and they miss him terribly. Police have not officially said if they believe foul play is involved, but they have stated that they are not ruling anything out, and his case remains unsolved. Lucian Munguia would be 5 years old as of today, at the time of this recording. He is described as a Hispanic male, 4 foot tall, 40 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing blue shorts, black shoes, and a blue long-sleeved shirt with a shark on it. His family states he usually comes when he is called, and he also goes by the nickname Shushi. Anyone with information regarding Lucian's disappearance or his current whereabouts is encouraged to call the Yakima Police Department at 509-575-6200.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.